folks right now on High Plains Morning. I am so pleased. We've got Pete and Crystal DeMore on the phone. It is DeMore, yes?
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, good. I'm half Sicilian, so I always want to pronounce the Italian names correctly. And this is Ordinary Elephant, folks. Ordinary Elephant, whom, if you listen to this show, you are very familiar with their music. Their first album, Before I Go, I spun it incessantly because I just absolutely loved it. It felt like this beautiful little road trip all across what felt like this place that I had just moved to. And lyrics, everything was there. Just such beautiful harmonies. And I'm so thrilled that they have a new album out. And if you listen to this show a lot, folks, you are very well aware. We've been playing quite a bit of it. Their new album, Honest, just came out at the beginning of this month. And we are so thrilled we were able to ensnare them on their way through the High Plains. And they're going to be playing an HPPR living room concert on the 30th. That's Thursday, the 30th, Starlight Canyon Bed and Breakfast. And folks, you know, if I book a show on a Thursday, I really want to present these folks. So Jenny doesn't like working 15-hour days, so I'm so glad we were able to get you in a show. And so, Pete and Crystal, welcome to High Plains Morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I want you guys to speak in unison the entire interview.
Okay,
so full disclosure, we're speaking today on Monday the 20th, and I'm not going to air this till later, so it's closer to the show. But I wanted folks to know, I was so, so thrilled to see you. The first time I ever saw you perform was at the Folk Alliance in Kansas City in 2018. And it was in this really, really packed room that was so pitch black when I walked in. I just had to like shimmy against a wall. And you had the entire room captivated. The way you were lit with your microphone, everything to me just looked like I walked into this old-timey magician's lair. And you just had everybody transfixed. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is exactly what I hear on the album. And I was so thrilled. I remember you played the song The War, which was not yet out. And it just knocked everybody's heart down. It was just such a beautiful track. And I just want to thank you in advance for all of the work that you did on this new album. And I honestly can't believe, and I said honest, I can't believe how good it is. It's such a fun album to play. You're dealing with such heavy stuff, though. So I just want to ask you, how is it? The first album, to me, felt a little bit more, I don't know, maybe optimistic. And then this one is very much, it's just really real and facing something head on. It feels like it's going through a little more. How would you say that your work, your writing, everything has evolved from the Before I Go to Honest?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just that it's more real, and I guess just being less afraid of doing that, you know? It's just kind of, you realize that's what people really need, and, you know, to hear and to get it out, you know, for us. So it felt, I mean, it's just a natural progression of our writing and realizing what we really want to say.
Well, also, just I wonder if, you know, I work for an NPR station, so people that listen to this station have to listen to the news every 6 minutes at the top of the hour. You can't look away from some of this stuff, and it does feel as if this album is certainly looking directly at some of the issues that are very foreground right now.
Yeah, and that's just, I mean, it's there, and so it's kind of, you know, it's trying to not sugarcoat something or hide something that people are having to deal with, you know. So it's, I guess, trying to connect people in that way. Like, yeah, people are dealing with this, and it's what they may be thinking, and that's kind of what it feels like music is for, is giving a voice for lots of people, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. And now when you're performing, do you travel? You travel full-time right now.
Correct. Yeah.
Wonderful. And now tell us a little bit about your living quarters, because I was very, very thrilled, very thrilled to find out you have roommates.
We do. We have situations, we say.
Yeah.
We have a living situation and a roommate situation. And our living situation consists of an RV, like a travel trailer, and also a van that we can sleep in and bring our roommate situation around. And our roommate situation is four dogs who we had before we started traveling. We're not crazy enough to pick them up along the way, but they're family, and so they come where we go.
Well, that's pretty fantastic. We have Susan Gibson coming, playing a concert, and she's also one that had four dogs in a van.
Yeah. She, you managed to get all the crazy dog people.
Like, all that. One month.
May is the month of the four dog trailer. Absolutely. Well, I have to say, this is pretty a stark contrast from your lives before you took to the road. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you did before you just kind of like just dumped everything into this career and just put everything into the music and creating.
Yeah, I guess it was a little more, it was kind of gradual, really. I mean, so we've been living on the road for 5 years, but we didn't start doing that with the intention of doing music full time. You know, we were playing music, but we both had other full time jobs at the time. And initially it was just, we wanted a lifestyle change, and we learned that people live on the road in an RV full time. We couldn't get that idea out of our heads. So I quit my job, and Pete continued his remotely for a while, and then went down to halftime, and then eventually quit. And it's kind of been a grad, you know, having more time to devote to music, we realized that it was what we were really supposed to be doing. And so we just kind of kept working at it. And then it got to a point where, like, you can't be sure of, like, oh, yeah, we're going to be fine if he quits his job right now. And it got to that point, though, we had to take the leap. You know, it felt like it was now or never. And so we're in the middle of figuring out if it's going to work.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm going to go ahead and tell you it's definitely working. It's pretty impressive, the accolades that you've been that you've received, the awards that you've received. Obviously, I know that's not what you do it for, but it's just this consistent recognition that what you're doing touches people and you're making an impact. And I know, having seen you at the Folk Alliance, being completely, you know, ensconced by all these other folks that are doing the exact type of thing and made those same jumps. Being someone who is just someone who gets to just absorb that so that I could reflect it right back off and share it with all the people who listen to public radio. It's a major shift in the chemistry of what it is to mean to just live on the high plains, to have access to music like yours. And so I'm just so thrilled that you're going to be playing live. I really encourage everybody to come out and see this. This show, we try to always bring the best during the Living Room Concert Series. And it's just a fluke you were coming through when you were. And I'm so grateful to Starlight Canyon Bed and Breakfast for, you know, putting this on. And we're all fingers crossed, because if we can do it outside, wouldn't that be great? A lot of your videos that you have of your music, you're playing outdoors, you're playing on a bench, you're playing by a tree, you're playing by water. So I really hope we can have you play under the stars here in Amarillo.
We would love that so much.
I don't know how the music things, the sound system's going to set up, but I figure we'll just let the dogs deal with it. It's really unfair. You sent a photo and they're all cuddling, and yeah. I've had multiple felines, and none of them, if they come within striking distance, don't turn into a little gargoyle. I don't understand animals that cuddle, and it's not fair. That's how I feel.
They move as a pile.
They move as a pile. Yeah. Well, I think they're just absorbing some of the good vibes you've got there. I did want to go back to the music. Some of the topics that you deal with are very much of interest to folks here that live in our listening region. You're really talking about, like, just, it feels like the wisdom of the elders kind of coming down on some of these songs. And one of them is just really just very, very human. The one about the war. I noticed you have a little accolade from Mary Gaucher, and of course she just released her album last year, Rifles and Rosary Beads, where she worked with veterans specifically on the songs that she presented. And I remember for Memorial Day last year I just played the whole album.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
It's amazing.
Seeing her play them live too is just so, and you know, hearing the stories before each one that she does, you know, talking about person that she wrote it with, is just it's incredible to the witness, you know.
And as far as your song, what kind of research did you do in order to do that? It just made me think of, you know, Tim O'Brien's The Things We Carry, just getting right into the psychology of what it is to be someone who's just feels left behind after such a severe trauma.
Yeah, I mean, it was after, so we visited Washington, D.C. A couple of years ago, and we didn't have, we weren't there for very long, so we had, you know, just trying to get in what we could. So we went down to where all the monuments are. And that was one that we made a point to go see. It was the Vietnam Memorial Wall. And it was after that. I mean, that's kind of what just started the whole thing. Just really, it was so incredibly moving walking up to that wall. It really felt like a physical, like a blanket just being thrown on you or something. It was just this heavy feeling as you walked up to it and saw every single name etched out in stone, you know. And so as we walked along it, and then walking away from that, we also started thinking about people whose names aren't on that wall, and but they were there, and they're still here, and the things that they deal with, and that's just kind of what that's where it came from.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of the tracks on the new album really are just like not even mincing words and just kind of like exposing the truth of something and trying to make people look directly at it, because I don't know, maybe right now it just seems like this is the time to do that. There are so many different kind of like groundswells coming up where it's like, okay, we're done. We're done suffering about this. We're done not talking about these things, because when we don't, they just fester. And it feels like there's a lot of that all across the album.
Agree. I mean, that's, you know, not, I guess not necessarily a conscious decision, but just that's kind of how our songwriting has progressed. Just like, there's no, I mean, same, I guess it's the way we've been, you know, living on the road, deciding to live on the road, and then deciding to do music full time. It's just that, like, don't regret anything. Like, just do it. Like, do, put it all there, you know, put everything into it. And that, like, you can't, I feel like you can't regret it if you do that.
Yeah.
You know, if you put it all out there and do what feels right.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that, and just like the healing. It's just such a unique thing that, you know, that folk singers who take to the road full time do. And I wonder if the living on that knife edge of instability, potential instability, allows you to kind of like have a shifted perspective for, you know, the twimps of us that are like, no, I want to make the big bucks in public radio. Just kidding. You know, but like having stability, you know, I can't fathom. I just want to get out of a car the minute I get in it. I mean, you guys have to have like some kind of really extended cabin fever sometimes.
As we're sitting in our van talking to you right
now. maybe it's the dogs. They're absorbing all of it. Well, I'm so excited for y'all to be coming through, and we can't wait to hear, you know, more of the stories about the songs, and safe travels to you. Is there anything you want to tell folks, encourage them to come on out or anything?
No, we just can't wait to get up there.
That area of Texas is one of our favorites, you know, just as it's turning into desert, and we just love it. So it's going to be magical for us. And so we hope people come to share in that.
Absolutely. And you're going to be in kind of a very unique spot, because it's the original site for the Palo Duro Canyon State Park. And so they had all of the buildings they have there, all of the everything they did. The CCC built it in the 30s and, you know, during the Dust Bowl. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, it's going to be down here. And so this structure, all this cute little complex still exists, and it's got this beautiful history. It's got this beautiful architecture from the original architect that did all the buildings down in the actual park. And it is just overlooks the, you know, kind of this land before the drop off into the canyon.
Oh, We're not going to want to leave.
No, you're not going to want to leave. It's pretty rad. They do weddings and stuff out there, but it's like folk music is really where it comes to its own. I have to say we've had Annie Oakley play. They played the first show out there, and we're so grateful to the Greens for opening up their space for folk concerts like this. So it's going to be so beautiful. So everyone, please do come on out. Check out Ordinary Elephant. It's going to be on the 30th. That is a Thursday night, Starlight Canyon Bed and Breakfast at 100 Brentwood Road. You basically just go south on a street, and when it stops, you're in a canyon, kind of. It's really beautiful. Really beautiful, and I just can't wait for you to see it. I can't wait to hear your music, and yeah, let me know if you have any specific cookie requests. I'll make that happen.
Awesome.
All right, Pete and Crystal, safe travels, and we will see you soon.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.